How Israel is easing tensions. Don't care. You shouldn't care either. Who cares about Israel? It's worth the fourth story. It's worth it to plant to build. They're just talking about planting trees. Great. Number five. It must be a slow news day. Number five. Towering bridge collapses in Taiwan. The span over a bay in the eastern part of the island collapses, sending it and burning oil tanker truck falling onto boats in the water below. That's very tragic. Number six, supporters still feeling the burn. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said he's raised $25.3 million in the third quarter from 1.4 million donors. Doesn't matter, dude. Bernie, you're old news. It doesn't matter if they put you out there, man. Bernie is old news. The new hotness is Elizabeth Warren. As Mugatu would say, Elizabeth Warren, so hot right now. Bernie Sanders, dude, your time was 2016. You can raise all the money you want. You ain't sniffing the nomination. Hey, you're just raising money for your next house. I get it, Bernie. That's fine. Number seven, Juul stops funding vaping measures. The San Francisco-based vape products company withdraws support from a ballot measure to overturn anti-vaping laws. Well, it's just a good publicity stunt on their point. Number eight, colleges launch degrees in esports. Universities are adding the programs to curriculum. Yeah, esports, folks. Electronic sports. We covered this back a month ago, with the esport tournament that took place, I think, in New York. And so it's just the laziness of Western society.
I play video games really well.
Great. You play first-person shooter games super good. You know who else does? Like the 8-year-old kid in his basement who makes fun of you. So don't give it. The fact that they're trying to legitimize this by giving people another useless degree so they can capitalize on the competitive game industry's boom. Yeah. Congratulations, you're going to put yourself $75,000 in debt so you can get a degree in esports.
Yes, I have my degree in esports. Yeah.
I'm an athlete. No, you're not. Shut up. Number nine, who called Tom Cruise, quote-unquote, good-looking? Ukrainian President Zelensky said this, prompting the Hollywood star to laugh and say, quote unquote, it pays the bills as the actor studies possible locations for the country's upcoming film. Okay, that's fine. I mean, despite the fact the guy's in a cult, you got to say, I don't know, maybe he uses leechers or something. That guy doesn't look a day over 40. I mean, all you have to do is look at his co-star from the first Top Cruise movie. Top Cruise. They might as well name it that. From the first Top Gun movie. Kelly, whatever her face is. Yeah. And tell me he doesn't look, I mean, as a cis white male, the dude, he's a very handsome man. And number 10, Steelers prevail in battle of the winless. Mason Rudolph threw for 229 yards and two touchdowns to pick up his first victory while filling in for Ben Roethlisberger. I bet you $20, folks, Ben Roethlisberger retires after this year. Anyway, as Pittsburgh easily handles Cincinnati 27-3. I would like to thank my running back from my other fantasy football team, Jamie Mixon. Oh, he got 10 points. I can't expect anything else. 844-527-8723. Yeah, no offense to Corey Clark, but if he didn't pick the winner of that game, you'd have to question. You'd have to question Corey's calls, but he called it right, so you don't call, you know? That's why he gets paid to be the sports guy here on Sports Talk with Corey Clark every day, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, here on the Crusade Channel, because he didn't pick Cincinnati. He actually picked the correct team. 844-527-8723, crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T. No. So, let's see here. I have two stories. That's the 10 things that the AP wants you to know. And as you can tell, most of it's crap. Most of it's not very good.